Hello.
Hello. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Jose. I'm calling on behalf of I'm Still Roofing.
Oh, in Texas?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. Right now, you know, we're going to be... What's the name of your company and what's your phone number again?
It's called I'm Still. It's spelled A as in Apple, M as in Mary, S-T-I-L-L.
Okay.
And our phone number is 281-612.
Right. I'm sorry, 281, and I missed the next three digits.
Yeah. It's 281-612.
Okay.
8747.
Okay, and I guess my wife looked at this is the, you know, we're interested in the condition of the roof of our house in Rosenberg.
Yep, that's the address that I have here.
Yeah, and I don't know whether you could go out and take a look at it. And, you know, we're not there. We'll be in Texas at the first week of November, and we were then going to make some decisions about whether we needed to replace the roof or have the roof repaired, you know, and what the actual status is. I have to do a little looking around inside the house. My daughter lives there, and she was concerned about a leak, and I've got to check a little bit inside just to see if I can see whether there's truly a leak or not. But the roof is fairly old, so it's coming to the end of its lifetime in any case.
How old is how many years is
The house, I think, was built like in 1992. I think that's about when it was. You know,
yeah,
so then you're talking like, what is that, about 30 years almost now? Maybe a little, you know, something, or maybe in 97. Let's say 97. We bought it in 2012, so I think it was 97. So it's just about 30 years old, which is, you know, sort of at the end of, I think, most roof lifetime.
Yep. So let's do something. Let's wait on that until you get back to your home, and then I'll give you a call back sometime in November. That way we can schedule an appointment. Right now we're actually doing free roofing inspection in your area, so we can do the measuring for you and give you a free estimate to replace the roof.
That would be useful. If you could do that now, it gives us some stuff to think about before we get back to Texas.
Yep. All right. I'll save your number, and I'll give you a call back on November.
Okay, yeah, and let me give you another phone number, because this
sure.
phone number is a landline, and we'll be traveling then. So, give me a second. I have to just look at my cell phone for a second. We've got several phone numbers, and I forget some of them.
Okay.
Okay, 424... 350-9705.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, if you get to call at that number, that would be great. And if you can get somebody to look at it in the next, you know, before we get out there and give us, you know, we're sort of looking at a mid-range roofing material, not the highest, not the thickest material in a sense, but not the absolute thinnest either. You know, sort of a mid-range type of asphalt shingle is what we're interested in.
Mm-hmm. It's because right now I can't send somebody out there because the property owner must be in the property, because we don't want to be in the property taking videos and pictures, which I would be in there.
Okay, if you were, can you do it with my daughter being present there?
No, it will have to be you or your wife.
Okay, then we have to wait till November. So we'll see. You've got a number. We'll be in town in the first week of November. We can remember to give you a call. Maybe
okay.
come out.
You can give me a call at the number that I gave you or this number that I'm dialing you on.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day and hope to see you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.